My name is Shimon Samuels. I'm the Director for International Relations of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. We carry the name of the man who was in six death camps and concentration camps during the Second World War. When he was saved, he dedicated the rest of his life to bringing war criminals to justice, mass murderers. He brought 1,100 plus criminals to the courts. And we carry his name because we believe that what happened then is also happening now. There are new mass murderers, new dangers. And so the Simon Wiesenthal Center today, with its headquarters in Los Angeles, my office in Paris, I cover Europe, Middle East, and Latin America, basically international institutions such as the United Nations and this conference taking place here in Istanbul. And the work that we do is to lobby against hate and violence, extremism. So, for example, we monitor many thousands of websites, which the Internet today, it's almost a platform for solidarity among those who are targeted by hate. It's not only Jews. We also monitor Islamophobia against Muslims. We monitor negrophobia against black Africans. It's against women, children, disabled people. And, I mean, all of this, we as human beings should stand together against hate. Unfortunately, there are too many cleavages. As an organization, we have 400,000 members around the world. We even have some here in Turkey. And my own grandfather lived his life here in Istanbul, and he then came to England. I was born in England and raised in England, but our European office is in Paris, so that's where I am. I think that it's a common effort, almost a collective responsibility to defend our young, our children is important. After the murder of Jewish school children in Toulouse in France, by a jihadist who had been in Syria, Mohammed Al-Mehra, we went down to Toulouse. We met with the Jewish community, of course, but then we met with the Muslim leadership. And the idea was to show the Muslim leaders, as we did, what their children are seeing, what their children are reaching out to on the Internet. And then we suggested that they invite Jewish parents to come and sit with Muslim parents and see together the danger to their respective youth. And if they can create that type of bonding, then we will be strong. Unfortunately today, ISIS or Daesh or ISIL are successful on two levels. On one level, it is for second or third generation young Muslims who are disaffected and who, it's true, will not find jobs, for example. And where I am in France, it's a drastic situation. But to help them to fight against the desire to express their bitterness because of their situation by being recruited to go through Turkey to Syria or Iraq and to commit atrocities. We know of young girls, young Muslim girls, not just in France, also in England, in Belgium, on the Internet, they're on Facebook, they are asked, would they like to speak to a soldier from their town, Jundi? And a 15, 16-year-old girl, she wants romanticism, she wants the mystique. And here is the mystique. Whether it is a real soldier or it's an avatar, we don't know. But he's talking to her in her language. And then she's asked, well, would you like to come and meet him? Come out, we will arrange that we'll meet you in Turkey and we'll take you across. But don't come alone, bring your friends, your girlfriends. Now, when that happens, and it is happening, who knows? Are they going to be used as sex slaves? Are they going to be married to a man in his 80s? Are they going to simply be used as girl fighters? We don't know. But that mystique has to be blown up. That has to be, you know, conspiracy theories. They are bound. Whether it's the Jews who did it, or it's the Freemasons who did it, or everybody needs to have some scapegoat. It makes life so much easier if you can explain simplistically that it's the fault of somebody else. So when you start dealing like that, you need to blow up the conspiracy theory. Simon Wiesenthal, he used to collect jokes. He had a great sense of humor, and he believed the jokes were the best way to blow up the absurdity of a conspiracy theory. It's like a hand grenade bringing down a house. He also loved youth, because he saw the future and the hope in youth. Today we have in Western Europe a real problem. Young people who suffer in Turkey, in Syria and Iraq, coming back through Turkey, coming back to France, to Britain, they've been radicalized. Now we have programs for de-radicalization. Now that to me looks a little bit like denazification at the end of World War II, when Germany was occupied by the British, the French, and the Americans, and on the other side by the Russians. They very quickly, because of the Cold War, tried to recruit German scientists, Germans, to fight that war. And as Wiesenthal said, the only victors of the Second World War were the Nazis. So in doing this, the idea was that you are going to create a stronger, more democratic, more understanding group of people. And I believe that what we have in common between Judaism, Islam, and Christianity is the idea that there was a beginning. In the beginning, there was the Word. In that beginning, whether it's in the Bible or in the Quran, it doesn't matter. There is also an end. And the end of days comes after the Battle of Armageddon, after when the Mahdi or the Messiah comes, and the world is redeemed. Now, if that's true and there is a unilinear, a line of development which goes from beginning to end, then in that case, what are we here for? We're here to leave a better world. We're here to leave to our children and our grandchildren a world in which they will not suffer some of the problems we did. We will advance in technology, in science, medicine, and we are going to come out of here till the end of days, improving all the time. That is a celebration of life. That is, for example, for me, Holocaust survivors who came out of the death camps, who came from hell, rebuilt their lives. They rehabilitated themselves. And that is the hope that we have to have, not a cult of death, jihad. We know the real term of jihad. It should be ijtihad. It should be some type of battle within yourself between the forces of good and evil, and so that the forces of good win. We have so much in common. Between our holy books, between our traditions, between our sense of family. I mean, I think that we have so much in common that it's a total tragedy, the situation we face today. I think that Turkey is a major power. Israel is a tiny country. It is a major power in high tech. Yes. It is the startup nation. I think that the affinities between the two countries, sadly, over the past few years, went down. It was no help to have serious incidents like Mavi Marmara. I am delighted that there is now a normalization process going on. I fought for a long time in the 80s and the 90s for the right of Turkey to enter the European Union. I believe that Turkey has its place in the European Union and still do. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's the majority opinion today in Western Europe. But that means that Turkey has also to play a role. There are rules when you join any club. And I'm a guest of Turkey, so I'm not going to go into Turkish politics. But I think there's a lot of hope in that relationship. And I think that we can do good things together. If I may, I'd like to come back to the reason why I'm here in Turkey today, and that is the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. The World Heritage Committee used to be a very, very important protective and preservationist arm for its sites. One of those sites is Auschwitz-Birkenau, the greatest hecatomb in history. Several million people died in Auschwitz. So what happened was, this was about, I don't know, 12 years ago, a discotheque was opened in Auschwitz, in the protected area. It was in the building where the hair was cut before they were sent for gassing. And we went to Poland, we protested, and they did nothing. So I went to Cairns, Australia, where the meeting of the World Heritage Committee was, and I said, I come from the hell of Auschwitz to the paradise of the Barrier Reef to tell you about the Auschwitz discotheque. And the chairman, who was the Finnish ambassador, he said, those two words together are just too much. Mr. Polish ambassador, we're not asking you, we're telling you, close it. And I came back from Australia, I came to London, I got a newspaper, and I saw they'd closed it. So the World Heritage Committee was very important. Today, however, we find a different situation. Palestine entered the World Heritage Committee in November of 2011, and since then they have a voracious appetite for heritage sites. But those heritage sites are not always related to Palestine. It began with the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem, and then it went on to various Jewish sites that were turned into mosques. And now we find that there is a resolution pending at this meeting here in Istanbul, which says that the Jews are deleted from Jerusalem and from their holy sites. The fact that the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall as it used to be called, which is not on the Haram Sharif, it is down below, is between commas or between quotation marks in one of the documents, and the other document is not there at all. Or, for example, the Temple Mount. Now, for 3,500 years, the Jewish people have had a relationship with Jerusalem and with those two sites which are their holiest. To delete the Jewish presence is unacceptable. It is not a question just for Israel. It is the Jewish people and Judaism as a religion. It's as if someone were to come here today and say, the two mosques in Mecca have nothing to do with Islam. If someone were to say that, there would be a huge outrage. And Jews around the world are waiting to hear what's going to come out of here. Now, I don't think that it would be right or fair that here in Turkey, which is expressing a proud and courageous position 1 week or 10 days after an atrocity at the airport, be stained by a resolution like this coming at the end of this conference here in Istanbul and will be known as the Istanbul Declaration, which denies the Jewish people any tie with their heritage sites. And I think that the Turkish authorities, whether it is on the municipal level of Istanbul or whether it is the Turkish government, has the right to intervene on this issue and not to allow it to be in their name.
Definitely.
As I learned from my Arab friends, there's this wonderful expression, min tumak l-bab al-sama, from your mouth to the gate of heaven. May it be so. Yeah. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Im yirtzeh Hashem.